USA Radio News.
Ugandan authorities have imposed a travel lockdown on two Ebola-hit districts as part of efforts to stop the spread of the contagious disease. The measure announced by the president means residents of central Ugandan districts can't travel into or out of those areas by private or public means. The restriction will last at least 21 days. Two volunteer soldiers fired at other troops at a Russian military firing range near Ukraine, killing 11 and wounding 15 others before being killed. This is according to a statement by the Russian Defense Ministry. They called the incident a terrorist attack. The shooting comes amid a mobilization ordered by President Vladimir Putin to beef up Russian forces in Ukraine. People are worried about inflation, and it keeps increasing.
Americans are growing more concerned about inflation. The University of Michigan's latest reading on consumer sentiment shows a rebound in inflation expectations for the next 12 months. The survey's chief economist notes continued uncertainty over prices and the global economy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Reports of flu and other respiratory illnesses are higher than what would normally be seen in the United States at this time of year. This is according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Typically, flu season ramps up in December and usually peaks in February. It is anticipated that the agency will say the flu and similar viral illnesses are notably high in Arkansas, California, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Ugandan authorities have imposed a travel lockdown on two Ebola-hit districts as part of efforts to stop the spread of the contagious disease. The measure announced by the president means residents of central Ugandan districts can't travel into or out of those areas by private or public means. The restriction will last at least 21 days. Hackers have stolen more than $3 billion in cryptocurrency so far this year, shattering the previous record of $2.1 billion set in 2021. A big chunk of that $3 billion was taken this month in 11 different hacks. These days, cyber criminals are targeting cross-chain bridges. An American airline passenger is asking for the company for, quote, reparations after tweeting that she was wedged between two obese people on a three-hour flight. The woman claims that she was being touched unwantedly because of the extra mass that the people carried. After calling out American Airlines, the company responded by tweeting, quote, our passengers come in all different sizes and shapes. We're sorry you were uncomfortable on your flight, end quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.